Afternoon, everybody. So we hear about the baptism of the Lord. And we hear very key words when you hear, "You are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased." And this baptism is, this is the start of Jesus' public ministry. So this is kind of the beginning of what I'm going to call tonight his mission. This is the official start of his mission from his father. And they said, and it said in the gospel, people were filled with expectation. Now, why was that? People have been waiting for the Messiah. But if you take a minute to think about it, and we're thinking into the future here a little bit when we're talking in this gospel, people were filled with expectation. Some accepted him, but in the end, so many turned him over to death. So again, why did that happen? Why? Guess I'm still going to stand here. Why did it happen that way? Is it possible that it's that people had an expectation of the kind of Messiah that they were looking for, and it didn't necessarily match up with the one that God sent? Is that a possibility? And the reason I ask that is because often have we had expectations from God of things that we thought was going to happen, and he had other ideas. Has anybody ever dealt with that? Yeah, I'm a Lions fan. I've been praying for a Super Bowl for forever. But think about this. If Jesus truly is Lord, and one of the greatest prophets ever, John the Baptist, said that he wasn't worthy of loosening the thongs on his sandals, something that slaves did, why in the world would we have expectations of God in the way that we do? I'm not being critical on that. It's just something that we need to think about. So what I want us to consider then is, what is God's plan for us? What is his plan for us? And how that might kind of clash with what we have plans for ourselves. And then how are we going to let him work through us? And these are things that I want to talk about and think about going forward this year. I think we could safely say that at different points we've all had goals in our lives. Agreed? You know, we set different goals, and maybe for some people the goal might be, graduate college, get a good job, get married, you know, have kids, stuff like that. For other people, the goal might not include college. It might include military. It might include going straight into the labor force. There's any number of things, and all goals are fine. It's different for everybody. But oftentimes, we'll adjust those goals as we go through. Right? Maybe you got married, but now you decide to have kids. Maybe you don't. Maybe you choose the single life. We all have those goals, and they change. God kind of has one goal for us. God has one goal for us. And before I talk about that, what I want you to think about is that, how often have we looked at other people and said, they have everything, and I wish I had that? How often have we looked at others and said, they've got the perfect everything, without knowing truly deep down what they do and don't have? God can have different plans for us, but there's one consistent plan always, and that's love. No matter what, God wants us to love and carry out Christ's mission. That's the plan that he has for us. So that's our mission. As we go forward this year, I want you to think about this. Our mission is to go out in the world and spread love and make a difference. To God, we're not just a number. Each and every one of us is unique, but that's something He wants us all to do. No matter how unique we are, no matter what different careers we choose, the one thing that He wants consistently with us is love. And He wants us to do that by spreading the message of Christ that started in His public ministry with His baptism. How many of you have come across people that seem to be searching for the meaning of life? They want to know why bad things happen. They want to know why they don't have this or that. They want to know why they're hurting, any number of things. We have to remember, we as Christians have to remember that life isn't a matter of just biology. Life isn't a matter of just living and dying. True life consists of living in God. True life consists of loving. That is true life. Because without that, it kind of doesn't matter all the other things that you have. Now, how do we spread that love? Any number of ways you can do it. You can do it through various vocations. You can be religious. You can be married. You could be single. You could be younger. You can be older. Any number of ways you can do it. And that's the fantastic thing about it. When we love, we continue the mission that Christ started. Our mission. When we develop and use the gifts that have been given to us, we continue the mission of Christ. Our mission. When we put others before ourselves, when we empty ourselves for others, we continue the mission of Christ, which is our mission. When we strive to be the best that we can be in the profession that God called us to, we continue Christ's mission, the mission that we're called to do. When we make time to be kind to the downtrodden, the people that society says that we should hate, the outcasts, the poor, the ones that are different than us, we continue the mission that Christ started at His baptism, that has become our mission. And we could do this every day, regardless of your job, regardless of your age, regardless of your station in life. We can do this. We can continue this mission of love. That's what we're being called to do. So I'm going to challenge you to make, amongst your many New Year's resolutions, this resolution. Remember your mission. Remember the mission that God's asking us to do. To continue that mission of love. Something fairly easy. You can do it in just a couple of moments each day. If we do that, we do it with a true heart, then one day we too will be in heaven. And God will have the chance to look at us and say, "You're my son," or "You're my daughter, and I love you very much. And in you, I am well pleased."